bit of Dr. John for you. He's like the real-life version of Dr. Teeth. Kind of what the guy was based on, anyway. Either way, I love the Electric Mayhem, and I love me some Dr. John, so it all works out either way. Welcome back, everybody. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. And we're talking about the self-owning of the Republican Party in Wisconsin right now, and it continues, but I don't know that it's self-owning as much as a couple people owning all of them, by which I mean Dick Liz, the
U-line.
High-powered couple, the U-lines.
The power couple.
The power couple, Dick Liz.
Yeah. So Richard and Elizabeth U-line, and I contend that it's going to be an interesting household over there if this Republican primary does start rolling, because it seems like one's backing one horse or the other's backing the other horse, but either way, they both win because they're just going to get the tax cuts that they want.
I've been in the Hollywood Hills, and I contend that no matter what happens over there, it's going to be a boring household, even if they hate each other and yell at each other from across the way, because, man... I just don't think that they have it in them to be imaginative enough to actually be crazy.
Fair enough. But before we dive a little bit more into this story, I do want to give a breaking news update as well to our listeners out there. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. And breaking news, Patrick Marley over at the Journal Sentinel is reporting that Wisconsin Appeals Court stays the lower court ruling allowing absentee ballot drop boxes to be used in the February 15th primary. So at the end of last week, on Friday, the Waukesha judge that ruled earlier this month, that absentee ballot drop boxes were deemed unconstitutional in the state of Wisconsin. He refused on Friday to stay his decision. It was appealed by a number of different voting rights advocacy groups and
Sanity.
And the Attorney General, Josh Call, on behalf of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. And so the appeals court here in Wisconsin has agreed to stay that decision until they hear the appeal. So absentee ballot drop boxes, folks, will be used for the February 15th primary, which is now less than a month away.
Now, haven't they already been used up until that point?
Yeah, they've been used for years.
For this particular election, I'm saying. My point is up until the guy said they're illegal, could people have dropped off their ballots already?
That is an excellent question. I would assume,
because that might be the issue. If they're already in these swings of...
I want to say it's either 30 or 45 days out from the election you can start requesting or sending in an absentee ballot. So theoretically, we're already in that timeline, Brian.
Yeah, I think it's too close to...
people were already voting, yeah.
That's my point, is I think people are already voting, and are you going to invalidate their votes? Are they going to have to get them reissued? Is everybody going to have to be investigated whether they were indefinitely confined or not, or if it's just some random person checking the wrong box? Because, that happens, apparently. What's the deal?
Allegedly, it was a mistake. It'll be interesting to see. So that's breaking news from Patrick Marley over the Journal Sentinel.
As long as I don't care how you vote. I want you to vote.
Just vote.
I want everybody's vote to count once.
I contend it should be really easy to vote, and absentee ballot drop boxes is a great, secure way for that to happen. Yeah. So we'll see. We'll give updates on that story as it evolves. But breaking news, the appeals court here in the state of Wisconsin will stay the Waukesha County judge's decision from earlier this month. Absentee ballot drop boxes will be used for the February 15th primary. But as we were getting into, and we only got a couple minutes here now before the end of the show, but
a couple facts to get at.
So there's some updates as well in this Republican primary. So last week, Speaker Voss, again, such a great, he's focused on a lot of important issues outside of avoiding open records requests for American oversight to share how the review of the 2020 election is being undergone. We also got an update from him at a luncheon last week that he encouraged Kevin Nicholson, U.S. Marine, former U.S. Marine candidate in 2018 in the Republican primary against Leah Vukmir to unseat Senator Baldwin. He was unsuccessful in winning that Republican primary, but has been long kind of been waiting in the wing as a potential candidate for one of the seats here in Wisconsin, either governor or U.S. Senator. Now that Ron Johnson has decided that he will be running for re-election, Nicholson was expected to join the Republican primary for governor. And last week, Speaker Voss told him not to do that, Brian. So he essentially, at this luncheon, endorsed former lieutenant governor and current gubernatorial candidate Rebecca Clayfish for governor on the Republican ticket and said, Kevin Nicholson, don't do that. Don't get in this primary. And the update today, Brian, from over the weekend, we got information that Richard Uihlein, big GOP mega donor, has pretty much put out a statement saying, if Kevin Nicholson runs for governor, he's got my full support through the primary and the general election this fall. So there's a little bit of some infighting going on.
Yeah, because Liz, the second half of the Dick Liz power couple,
yep.
Or whatever you want to call them.
Quote-unquote power couple.
Yeah. Dick Liz went ahead and Liz likes Becky Clayfish and Dick likes a loser. I mean, Kevin Nicholson. Because, listen, I'm sorry. I honestly can't even tell you what I have an issue with Kevin Nicholson from, because I have one simple fact that keeps repeating over and over in my head. Kevin Nicholson's family maxed out to the Democratic opponent.
Yep, Tammy Baldwin. So I have a feeling if he does run again, it's probably going to be some similar ads saying that those family members...
That's all you have to say about him, is that his own family doesn't think he's fit to serve in elected office.
Or maybe. They just thought that Tammy Baldwin was a better senator. Maybe. Who knows? It could be different.
That's fine. But for your son, could you keep it quiet and care enough to maybe like let him maybe succeed and maybe just stay quiet and don't donate to anyone, and then, you know, just say, hey, we have different political beliefs, but I'm not going to try and do anything to directly hinder his own campaign. No matter what, his own family didn't think that he should do it. So
maxed out for his opponent. So that,
at this point, that's the one thing I'll agree with Voss on. Hooray.
Well, that's...
We've come to an accord, Robin Voss. So yeah. Either way, again, Dick and Liz can decide which GOP candidate. They're all going to get the money anyway. They're all going to get the money, and Dick and Liz are going to get whatever they want from whoever gets elected in the long run. And they're hedging their bets, because no matter how much they spend, the return on their investment is at least 5 to 10 times bigger.
Oh, even more in some cases.
Look at what they gave to Ron Johnson, and look at the return that they got for Ron Johnson.
Yeah, no, that GOP tax cut in 2017 came back to them, I want to say almost 20-fold for what they had donated to Johnson's campaign.
Hey, I'm trying to cut it low so that we can, you know.
Fair enough. I'm just
know I'm
you
estimating,
know,
so I'm cutting it low.
There. Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. If you missed any portion of this great show today or any of our previous episodes, you can check out the podcasts at devilradio927.com. Give this show a follow on Twitter at Dueling Tangents. And Brian, got a whole lot of more stories probably tomorrow, so we'll be tuned in again at 2 p.m.
And we didn't even get to the football.
We didn't even get to the football, man.
All I know is that the Packers could still make the playoffs if Pence has enough courage.
Of course, you had to get that one in. There you go, man. Devil's Advocates are coming up next. Stay tuned.